Beginnen wir da mit sagt es hier war mit der Frau war beginnen wir auf beginnen das Master beginnen die Gemara agerischen that the case of Mrs. Amis and Gershon's and Gershon which text really says that this that the Habamina that we would have thought that would say it's not like Rabbi says it says really Agav Misa not a Gershon it's only parenthetical to the Misa which was the other case was Gershon that's why he said Gershon but the Afilin Skarsha Kamen Pum even if she gets divorced many times Shai the Nussi should still be permitted to get married there's no Chazaka meaning not like Rashi that makes it sound like that he was also be Chazaka of a Gerusha just like we have Katlan this place says no that's not a problem I'm just saying it parenthetical really the main one is the Chazaka of the Katlanas next says Mata begin with the Gemoy Hach if that's the case and of Nami then why mentioning just the brothers and the sons the father should be the same thing also because we're not concerned with the men, which Tay says le moslish nu digmer cannot have answered. Oh yeah, because not could be the levusa. We picked the son not because it's not the father, just to tell you a chiddush. What's a chiddush? Avgav da asav anus of Rabbi Yehuda, although according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a person is forbidden in the woman that his father had a relationship with Adawed, like which is what we, this man is actually suspected regarding. That even so, the whole time that we're saying that b'nei would be permitted. So it says, don't say that because that would be a very good chiddush to say why we're picking specifically the sons. Why would you pick then the brothers? He loved the doctic, if not to infer that only sons and brothers have a love of love, but not for the father. Therefore, that was the Gemara's question. Next says, the Hadnalach Kitzah Isha Sach, which I will turn to you, the second parak, Mesech, the Zibam Parak Kitzah Sach, but Taisis. And we begin the third parak Bo'achen. And we begin with Tez Master being with the Gemara, Chaletzah, the Mishnah says, Chaletzah, Lemisya Bemis, of the four brothers and two sisters, the Allah is, they both fall. Allah is, you have to Chalit Nagim. This is Parash Lel already explained previously, which is different as Chayis, is the Staf Yotches, or other places where Tez explains why in the Fashba Gemara, Gamplukh Terav Rabbi Yechanan, again, which depends on if you hold Yeshik, or that's the reason, because Ein Zika, because Bit Notziavin, but that's based on. That machleik is regarding why the lach would be chaletz of lemis abemis. No, he tells the master that begins the gemara. Yach, if that's the case, that the reason is because of lamandam ein zika, because bitzel nazyam, and then you could have said the same halacha with plus nami with three also, which Tais explains what specifically the question, and that is as follows. Yeah, but bishlami yesh zika. If you say like the ones who hold that the zika nichad nakarabah, makes sense. Why ping four brothers? Why? Lashmin to tell you chiddush. That will betray yesh zika. That even when there's two brothers, where like we could say, okay, you can't say I'm married to her because my brother's also married to her. No, you say yesh zika, and that's the chiddush even by two. Aliyin zika, but if you say there's no zika, and b'tam shemitul mizliyab, the whole reason why you can't do. Yibum, even though seemingly okay, no zika. You do yibum, and you do yibum to each one of them, one of the sisters. No, because bitmas yabmin. Maybe by the time he does yibum, the brother's going to die, and then there's not going to be. She's just going to go out because of chayzishtai. Says Taisus, the Gemara's question was lashmin plasa. So then they were three brothers. Because actually, the revolution today there would actually be more of a chiddush. That is the us levatel that you now been about mitzvah and now begab the chodim inai luchas labim. Even though anyway, one of them is not going to be fit for yibum because there's no two brothers. There's only one brother. And he cannot be miyam both anyways. I would have said, okay, since anyway, by default, not going to do yibum, so then do yibum to one, let the other one go out without yibum chalitza. That's what Mishkam to tell us that no, even so, if you're going to do yibum to one of them, because there's ultimately some level of yibum, because if you don't do yibum to one of them, meaning then at least the other one go out with chalitza, but if you do yibum, then you go out yibum without chalitza, then you mean vat mitzav chalitza, and have a kosher medalat. And for sure, when there's four brothers, for sure that the shteinu is lesyabim, and then fit at least in the midst of yibim zeachas. The us is never sure it's a problem because then you've been about the actual kalal of a whole entire yivama. That was the Gemara's question. Wait a minute. Additionally, the Rishon says the mutz lefarish. You can explain the Gemara's question was the sulka that the chash the Gemara assumed right now the chashin lemis the trei gemara lemis lechad that we're concerned just as much for death of two brothers as we are for the death of one. That's what the Gemara's question is. If that's the case, Losanami three brothers also, meaning, since we're not teaching any chiddush regarding the concern of death. And that we know, we didn't say five, which would have been even the bigger chiddush. Obviously, a whole entire chiddush only regarding Islabitl. So, say you that you could have told even with three, which actually sounds like this. That like you know, there's no other chiddush. Oh, the Gemara says no. The Al Gemara only says that there is a chiddush of Misa, but when we didn't think so, then there's no chiddush. So then just tell me with three. What do you have to add on another variable that's unnecessary?